at supper, the 15th of October, 71. John 1 Wright, in beginning the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. John 1 Wright, in the beginning of the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71.
Well, you know, Miss Chitty, it's just that kind of weather. Now, you can't get away from that.
Just sit down. Let me put this stuff up a minute. It's anything you do. You find yourself sweating. Put this stuff up in the refrigerator and Golden Lawn sun getting the last Christmas. I kept taking that to you tonight.
Oh, white daisies. Oh, daisies on a white. Oh, I like that. We got a little bit of everything. Some have that ivy on it. And some are. We just got odds and ends, I think, this too. You like it out of a bottle or out of a glass? I'll just put here. Glass. I'm going to swipe a swig. I don't want a hold one. I just want to.
I don't want a whole swig.
You don't. Well, I tell you what, you drink what you want.
And I just take so much during the day, you know, I can put one of these in the box.
Yeah.
Well, I put anywhere from 3 to 4 in the box to keep them cooler, and I buy them by the carton, like that.
Uh-huh.
But I put...
Now, you'll want more than that. That's just a start. See, I took some of that one. Well, is Frankie working? He's working more than usual, isn't he?
Well, right, he hadn't had too much time to work and do, you know, yet for a while. Kind of caught up. Then me being sick, Layman being sick, all the time to go to the hospital and doing that. Of course, he could have got his work if he had study work. Now, Albert hadn't been giving him more than 3 days or 3.5 days. Sometimes he didn't give him but 2 days, just according to what's to be done. But now, since he's got such a little bit down to his safety number, he can spare Frankie over to Jeanette a while. Boy, they put him
Oh, she works him. Now he's mowing over there.
He's been mowing this place. He said last week, he said, I was going to sit in and go to ring. He said, now Mr. Albert's going to have me to mow. Brown mold pond, you know, down in there. It's green, and they've got it down to for Ray Ray. And it's you're saying first to last week. It's not such thing ghost rain this week. We ought to have been working in that parade. So it wouldn't, the rain wouldn't be falling. Now it's got to be wet to see.
Oh, that's it.
Kind of like Mr. Miles' parade down. When it just pulled out.
Who's here?
Well, just look. There's a big surprise.
A skin and bone.
Well, how to do?
Just here, that's all.
Are you looking as healthy as your sister? Did you ever see anything men like she done?
My man, she lost weight. She was down here before.
She really did look good.
I'm about to burn out.
Yeah, it's hot.
We put out some seed this morning, Richard, and I've been setting up at the office, and I'm getting so flabby I can't walk without sweating.
You want some of my drink? I'll take a little more.
No, he has.
Yeah, I might take a little.
Oh, I bet he.
That'd have been nice for him. He's a little boy.
No, he doesn't drink. He just drinks when I say he doesn't. Oh, that's a help. Golly.
Hello there. Yeah, I'll need a little circulation.
We got some mighty fierce, slow-looking clouds out there. We don't want them to get that mattress wet.
Oh, they do look fierce. Go for it.
Now we'll feel good.
Yeah, now
we'll
go away.
Oh, now we can enjoy our Pepsi better. But Jeanette.
See, Miss Titty, she can't sit in the house without her fan.
I did yesterday and today.
That's right, you didn't have it on today.
You didn't have.
I got one, but I didn't have it on. In the cool mornings, you know, Sunday night. I was right there at Frankie. You run around there and have a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
And you went back in his room and you come back out with one of his long sleeve tan work shirts like I. Oh, you drink all that now.
She left it for you.
We got chili.
You didn't dig, though.
That's good stuff, isn't it? See, that's good.
Yeah, Kim got a big bottle this time, so we can.
The only trouble is, I got so many.
Got there. Them almost used to.
That's right. We ran into a sale.
Don't tell me. I'll just send you all out and let you do the buying.
Yeah, the old horse swatter.
Yeah.
Got to get my swallow back in. Thank you.
Where'd y'all do all that sales stuff, see?
Well, we just ran into it at the minute, down here at the minute mark. We didn't know that they had this. Now, Miss Chitty did. She'd been listening to it on the radio.
Where they tell the, on television, you know, they come out. Oh, I found something today. I went to the minute mark. What'd you find? Oh, I went to 7 to 11. What? I got so and so. How much? And they'll tell you how much they got to call you now. Yeah. And you know, that's been a high, high place since them things come in. They've been high.
Well, they have.
7 to 11? Always been high. But this year it seemed like it's got on television, too. And y'all gonna look at television.
Oh, you do too.
Well, where? A&T.
Yes.
There's two old women, I imagine, about as old as I am, and Rosalie. You don't see them. But you hear them talking, and they got all the science about what A&P's done, you know, and once they got on the sailboard and all this stuff. And when I said, "Oh, Lord, I feel like crying." Today I heard one of them make that remark. Frankie was going out of dining room at this kitchen. I said, "Oh, I'm so happy I feel like crying." Turned around and looked at me because he knew I was making fun of them, you know. They were, "Oh, so-and-so. Yes, and I got so-and-so. But, oh, had you noticed A&P sales this and that, and they got to listen and read and just, oh," one of them says, "Oh, I'm so happy I could cry."
And then the minute Mark comes on too on television?
7 to 11 It's minute market, but
sure.
They don't know how much what you got, and they say, "Oh, well, I say maybe whatever the article was, the bulk was so much," and then, "Oh, I say 7 and then I go, "Well, I say more than that. What'd you say?" "Well, I say 2 7s and all that food.
I'm going to listen to that. I miss that.
It's an advertisement.
Sure. Now, Jenny, I tell you what I want to do. You know, I'm a perfect stranger down there at your store, at Bartell's. I don't know Mr. Bartell or Ms. Bartell or any of the people that work there.
Well, I don't know many of them myself. I know them when I see them.
Sure. You know, I need to go down there when you all are there sometime, and I can kind of follow around.
Well, you'll have to follow us around on Saturday evening.
Yes.
Till about closing time.
Is that
we have to go over to Reddick to pick up Betty in this evening. We go over there. Well,
yeah.
We'll kill a lot of time. By the time we get back to Bartell's, why, it's getting pretty late. And then when we get back there, I poke her. I used to get in poker. They said I poke, but I think I poke more than I think. And then won't come push my cart, Margaret or Betty in. And Frank is now one night. His mom says, "You want me to push that?" "No." She pushed that. "I can't go from place to place. I got to have something to hold to."
Oh.
Well, you walk along and you look at this thing and look at that. And my eyesight's getting bad and I have to take it down and look to be satisfied. It's not as high as it was before. Maybe it's got up a little high and I just take it back. I don't know. And you know when Bartell started there in that store?
Yeah.
He used to send out circles, you know, sales circles.
Yeah.
They cut out on this, they cut out on that. Oh, and now if you still tear one down there and show it to me, I think he's wrong to think that he ever had lost all that much.
You know, Guy, when we first came out here, we'd get those little Marion Market.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Once a week.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he did. Once a week. Uh-huh.
And he's quit that.
He's quit that. Going up high, and he can't afford to put price on the shirt. Or it gets to you.
He can't afford to let you know what the price is if you get there.
And now he has his, sometimes he'll have his windows with big sail sheets on the chute. What good is that? It ain't good price enough.
Oh.
It's 13 cents and 3 for 39. That's what Faye saw on hers the other day.
Well, now, what's closing time? What, about 9 o'clock?
9:30.
And you all are down there that
sometimes we are. But now it's I believe he would close at 9. But everything right in. About closing time.
Yeah.
And I tell you, a lot of them, they go, I don't go to O'Kell and buy my groceries because I can get them cheaper. I don't go to Williston and buy my groceries because I can get them cheaper at the A&P. Because you ain't going to get them any cheaper anywhere else than Williston, only at the A&P.
Yeah.
We used to go over there on Saturday evening. Go in and get our groceries. Put them in the truck or the car, whatever we was in. Then we'd go to the show.
Oh, really?
But now we don't go to shows. We look at shows when we get back home.
Or just look, turn on the
TV if it's working. You know I was wrong yesterday. I turned it off. The clouds kept raging and rising.
Yeah.
And way back in yonder, rolling and rumble of thunder, but didn't see no lightning but one time. But when that man come out there and adjusted it and got it straightened out, Margaret comes and says, well, always when the weather's bad, sun and lightning most especially, we turned it off. And he says, well, I tell you, says, whenever you think or feel the weather's going to be bad, just disconnect it and turn it off. Says, and then you'll be safe with your TV. Well, I hadn't heard no thundering, but just about like that was a while ago, way off yonder.
Yeah.
Layman, he come by, he says, Grandma, he says, you better turn that off. It's getting pretty cloudy out here. I said, I heard some thunder way back yonder. I saw right about like that rumbling now.
Yeah.
I said, I heard it. I said, but maybe a little bit more of this story on. I want to see it. Yeah. TV went off.
Uh-oh.
I got up. I went and turned it off. Just turned it off. Didn't disconnect it. And then, one long before, here come a big boom, boom, boom. That's the high turns off and down. Guess I better unhook you back here. Well, after all that was over, and we had a pretty good shower of rain. I had it run Frankie in, poor thing out there climbing 6 feet. But I begged him so hard not to be working around wire and things like that when it's thundering and lightning. He come in, and he was just as wet in his eyes as if he had got wet in the rain. But he wasn't. Just had on a ski shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And that shirt, no, he had another shirt on top. No, he had on a shirt. And that shirt was just as wet in the collar in it, his yoke, all that thing.
Yeah.
And he was as wet as if you'd poured a bucket of water on him.
Uh-huh.
But of course his pants wasn't wet. That was wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I warned him too about being where sun and light and being wet that way. If there was a car where a truck where he could get in it till it's all over with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm cranky about my young ones. They're all enough to look out and know and take care of themselves. Sometimes I wonder if them old beans up there ain't worried now till they ain't many up there. What says that is. And if I'm in the house then, Margaret and Layman's up the trailer. Nobody in there and it goes thundering and lightning and cranky off of that loud. Maybe working for Janet or somewhere up. And I said, well, Lord, I hope he's where he can get in his car, his truck, whatever he's got there. Because being on tractor, that's dangerous, too. course, the wheels is
rubber,
but that ain't like a car. And if you're getting wet and it's under the lightning, and you're on the tractor or work trying to get out of the way, you can be struck on that tractor just as good. And they say when you're wet, you might bathe and swim and anything. I don't go for that. Because you can be struck just as easy in that swimming water as you can outside dry.
Yeah.
Oh. Now you got to go out too.
Oh, I got arthritis.
What does that do, Miss Jenny?
You ever have a pain in your foot, your leg, or your arm, or your hip, your knee?
Well, I never had a pain like that.
Man, it's just like somebody standing here jabbing my elbow with a real sharp ice pick.
And still is?
It'll hurt for a while. It'll quit directly.
What does it do? Just ever?
It
so
hurts.
Often it does that? It just jabbing away?
Just like somebody standing here with ice pick, just jabbing. Doctor asked me the other day, he said, where's the anything? I says, it's right in that joint. He said, looked at me.
Yeah.
It kind of pinks on.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, what, in the muscle or leaf or what? I says, it's in the joint.
Yeah. Well, look, Mickey, I never had that kind. I had the kind that my joints would swell up and I couldn't open my hand. But it didn't jab me. I believe I'd rather have the swelling kind.
Mine, sometimes, this arm gets to hurt. And they first started up in the shoulder, then it worked itself on down. I said, oh, no, not both of them.
Miss,
I can't keep both of them.
I forgot what we were talking about. We got off on that. That's bad. That would make you think about something else, wouldn't it?
Yes,
it can't.
It makes you think of falling on the log when it's hurt.
Don't Frankie watch out for those things? He knows better than to be fooling with a fence when it's weather out there.
Well, sometimes he's got it fixed where he can't. Very well, turn loose and leave cows in there too. He has to catch up, you know, somewhere. But if his truck's there, where you can get up in the truck, set up in that till it's all over with. But it's working up there, out on the open prairies, you know, most pond prairies, where the green most pond open, made a prairie out of it. Like Frankie said, if he could have got to that cutting 2 weeks ago, it'd have been nice, because it wouldn't have been boggy and soggy. Now the rainy season is setting, it's going to make it hard on him to get it all cut out like it ought to be.
Yeah. Right.
He's doing that for Albert's having him do that to Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Right now, Frankie knows what happened to Cousin Earl.
Yes, he don't cuss the Lord though when it's thunder and lightning. Earl cussed the Lord when it's thunder and lightning.
Yeah. But Frankie knows what happened to him. That ought to.
As a lot of people know that people can get struck by lightning. And, like you said, well, Mama says, if God wants to strike me by lightning, he says, there ain't no protection. I said, I know that, son, but you can try to protect yourself a little.
Yeah.
And be off over there on that tractor and just cutting away, and it just a flashing and all around. And he said, "Mom, I don't do that." He said, "I had to get my horse headed towards it, somewhere to keep it dry, you know." And he's driving one of those great big old tractors for Henry and Jeanette.
That's way up there. Like a looks like a bug. It's high up.
Yes, that's just about what he looks like, I imagine.
Yeah.
Like we used to tease him when he was a little fella, you know. That may be one reason one of your hips bothering you like it does. The little old black horse we had, Frankie was riding Frank. The horse was named Frank. And his daddy was named Frank. And we always said Frankie, you know, to separate Frank mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. and Frankie. And when they, let's see, I think they borrowed Miss Dancer's wagon, they borrowed, he carried it back home. And they were coming back through the back pasture, you know. You'd come through that way, walk or ride, but you have several gates to open and shut. And we had had some awfully rainy.
Yeah. All right.
The old black horse, he was blind from one eye, I started to.
There you go, babe.
And when they went to carry the wagon home, I can't remember who it was. But anyway, they had to come through a closed pasture. You could have a gate for you going out with the horse, but you couldn't carry a wagon or anything into it. And we had a terrible, hard, rained every day just about it. And I don't know how in the world they ever use a wagon unless it was for hauling up wood or something in the night holes. See, my mind is getting bad.
Anyway, you got too much interruption.
Anyway, it's been rainy weather, and the cars, trucks, tractors, and log trucks, and things like that there was cattle get there too at that time. Well, you know where Munro's house is.
Yeah.
And this was down here. His grade goes this way. Well, this had cattle gaps here, and I don't think they had. In fact, I know I hadn't got real hard surface on the road right along there. But anyway, Frankie was riding the horse. Willie was walking. And he opened the gate and let Frankie out. Now, whether he walked on down or went back up in the field for something. Anyway, it was getting pretty late, too, and close to night. And Frankie was riding Frank along, and it was cold, kind of cold, long about this, where it was October, November. Oh, I know now. They were hauling furnace wood, and they borrowed somebody's wagon back over, back from us over there, and they carried the wagon. Haul cane in the wagon. But anyway, they carried the wagon back home. Never coming home. Had the gears and everything on Frank. And they kept coming down the road, but right up there where the old catechist was. They hadn't widened out that road, I don't think, then. But anyway, they went on and they were coming down this road off from Munro's, right catechist, where this bridge turns down here. And it was just a plum loblolly where they were in and out cars, trucks, and log trucks. And
oh, I see.
And them ruts was about like that. Never come along then. And old Frank being blind in one eye, and Frankie sitting there, he just trusted him and had little hands in his coat pocket to keep from freezing. Had his ring hanging up on the gear, hanging for his boy. And got right at that road, old Frank just a shock right there and threw Frankie out.
Yeah.
Broke his nose, I think, a pan of the head. Busted his upper lip, bottom lip. And, I don't know. Anyway, he busted his lip. And had him all bruised up. But he was lucky not to have no broken bones on him. He said he believed his nose was broke. Well, you know, you can butt into something sometimes unexpected. That way, you buck your nose up and you feel numb. And most especially when it's cold. Mm-hmm. And one throw him, he made a dash. No, there's a Willis, come on and open the gate. That's come on down and open the gate so Frank could get across, because Frank couldn't walk cattle dog.
Yeah.
And seemed like he was cold too. Seemed like he was running on ahead to kind of keep himself warm. And when he, old Frank dashed off. No, he left Frankie laying down the road, and old Frank standing at the gate. When he went to get in, Willie turned around to look. Seen the horse and seen Frankie scuffling trying to get up. He said, I wonder what's the matter with that horse. Said, I know Frankie didn't get him anyway. And he was to open the gate. You used to go across, come out and come on the gateway out across and open the gate. Well, he opened the gate. Turned around and seen Franklin sprawl right there. Here's the grave. This room, here's the grave. Seen Frankie sprawled out there and then trying to get up. He says, well now, what caused that? He went back, said the gate blowed too for one thing. And that probably clanging iron gates on them posts, you know.
Yeah.
Probably scared him. He just jumped, Frankie not thinking. And just dipped him off and he's a little bitty old fella.
Yeah.
Sitting up there and he said like a bird or a bug or something sitting up on top of the horse.
Yeah.
He went on to Frankie and hooked him up. He says, where you had that bug? Oh, I'm hurt all over. He says, you bring Frank on to the house and let me go on. He says, well, you can't walk across that. I think I can. So he hooked him across the cattle gap, and he come to the house. Willie, he got Frank, brought him on through the gate, shut the gate, and kind of kept going through the pitch, you know, to catch up with Frank. He says, I'm going right on the, no. He says, I'm hurting bad enough. No. Willis, his face was all rubbed so hard, you know. No, my mouth was in bleed. He just says, why, you're just a bleeding all over heaven. Says, come on, let me help you up there and we'll make Frank put the house up. He says, I don't want to get on Frank. He says, I'm hurt. And well, finally he come on down the road with Frank in. He kind of pulled Frank ahead, you know, kind of. Give him a tap with the switch he had. Mm-hmm. She come on down to the house with no rider. Well, what is happening? And Frankie was really come on in with him. Mama, you got any hot water? She washed Frankie's face off. Says, oh, Frank throwed him up there in that lolly of mud and place up there, the cattle gap. So Frank got scared of something. So that wasn't what it was. So I opened the gate. And I was walking on. Says, no, once I heard Frankie yell out. I looked around and there's old Frank standing there and the gate was closed. I thought, well, I don't know, I shut that gate. I mean, I opened that gate. And there Frankie lay. So Frankie was laying over there in all that muddy, messy stuff that I don't know where you'll ever get his clothes clean or not. Blood all over his clothes. Little old coat he had wore for dress for I don't know how long. Finally had to take it to working, you know. Don't do that. Let me get some warm water and a soft cloth and wash it. Well, the rest of them, you know, I always had to get around Frankie and see how bad he was hurt. I said, you think you need a doctor? He says, no, I don't think I do. He says, I might, but I don't think I do. And there was several days there. I just know all of his front teeth was knocked out, but there wasn't.
Well, I'm telling you.
He had cupped his bottom lip in between his teeth. That caused him to bite. He said his jaws were kind of swollen. He couldn't eat anything much. Just had almost feed him mush.
Oh, really?
And I washed him good and got his clean sleeping place. Well, you're going to bed as soon as he says, yes, and I'd rather go to bed than anywhere else. I know. Trying to talk with us all swelled up, for days before he could ever get all that good. Cause blood, mud, stuff like that was out of his lips.
Yeah.
And finally, Mama, he said, don't let my nose to water, I bring this broke too. And all of it together, me and Martha, that long time before she made. We worked with him and got him cleaned up and all. Got him all down to his underwear, you know. And they were all bloody where he slobbered on through his clothes, you know. Finally, I said, Frank, you're willing, William Martin one, come in here and change his underwear and wash him off, give him a good hot bath from his hips down. And he said his hips felt like it was hurt. So they rubbed him down good. Got a tub of water. Almost. Had to heat your own stove now, my wood stove at that.
Yeah.
And he got him washed from his waist down. And then Margaret went back. I would carry his clothes in there. They dried him off, put his clothes on. And his sleeping pants, you know. But my little old thing looked like he was so clean. But I didn't dare put anything on his mouth. Well, I rubbed his nose with some save I had. And he might have stretched it, but I believe it was his bottom lip. He's all busted on the inside. I don't know if you see how his upper lip was split right up. Well, put a little saver on. Oh, my mother. I said, well, got to put something on to keep from getting hard and dry. Oh, my mother. No. I do it. Then finally, I said, which one of your hips feels like it hurt the most? He says, Mom, I don't know, but I think it's my right hip that hurts me the most. So I went and got some liniment. We had, you know, good liniment. And I started up on his hip, rubbing down, holding his pants off, you know. I says, well, if it sounds like you're in the hospital, you'd have to go through rougher handling than what we're doing. I said, I've never been in one. I said, but I know from what they say, they're handing you rough, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been through several little old bumps and...
You know...
You have to kill him, but I think he's like I always were. He's just too hard to kill.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Miss Kitty. I found out long ago it's a long ways to the ground on one of them old horses.
One of them throwed you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you're so long, you're sad.
Yeah.
Back there up. Trying to get you stuck off like you're up there.
Yeah, but that don't
but
sort
now,
him.
Here's the old horse, you know. It's funny.
Just like your thumb way up there. I don't know anything that'll soften that ground when you hit it. And when you plow into
I
it.
I bet you the softest thing, though, that hits the ground.
It sounded like Frank had just plowed into that lobola, you see, was soft on top, but it didn't take you long to get down the way. It was hard. It just messed him up, and then he hit it. Looks like he just plowed into it, doesn't it?
Looks like he went head first. It was all bruised.
Yeah.
And...
Now, was Willie and Mr. Frank, was they any good at rubbing them down and treating them?
Yes, they could rub them down. You know, Mother's hand's always more tender to them.
Well, now, I've noticed a lot of men, not many men, you know, have got any...
Oh, there's a lot of men that's got that rub quality.
Yeah.
It can really rub you down and get you easier, quicker than a woman can, but her hand's soft and so afraid. And she says, afraid you're going too far. And the girl says, oh. And I said, all right, turn around. That works on.
Yeah.
Now I got it turned. Now you better be quiet. I said, you go around squalling and hollering. I said, you ain't too big for me to spank yet. And Monroe, he was standing on. He says, Frank, you what? Did you see or hear anything to make old Frank jump that way and throw you? Because he's never been throwing any of us. And they rolled in the yellow jackets to even get on the horses, and they'd have to run to get out of them, and they'd hold on to the horses, and the horses never did throw them.
They did.
We had two blind horses, and they always were they out riding the cows and hunting the cows or riding the woods over back to the house, you know. Looking for hogs. Long then, my husband had hogs, and Jim had hogs. Of course, each one knew his bunch of hogs. Right there, that. They're somewhere in the woods, and they happened past the stump where there's a yellow jacket. Of course. the horses lay down. Let me see, one time we had a mule too. We had a mule, two horses. And that mule throwed, the young man we call Mr. Matter the Pea, you know. He was riding the horse. A mule.
Was he a pretty good sized fella?
He was like good size. He wasn't very tall, but he was broad built.
He's thicker than Frankie or Willie.
Oh yes, sir. When he's taller, he's tall as Frankie. I don't believe. Really short built fella.
Yeah.
And anyway, I think it was him. On the mule, coming through there one day, and he happened to run into a yellow jacket. Now, you know, they build in old rotten stumps, yellow jackets, and hornets, bumblebees.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bumblebee up close to our house, right down from the Miss Brown Sugar in there. And anyway, the mule throwed him. He hung on to it though, so he got way past, I think, the one thing that I think one must have got up his pants leg. And the other just thing, he was fighting, trying to hold him. Because
yeah.
He just had to back them off from his head near bald head.
And
you come on down to the road. Because you are trunk pittering if you don't step there. I'm having time and trouble with my upper plate.
I'm gonna get you some polo dance.
Well, let me tell you, that was on a blind horse.
That was on a mule.
A mule
was on a mule.
Yeah.
But that old mule showed down some kicking in it. Yeah. And they were all, didn't have a one saddle between the three, you know. And every time it looked like they'd go out to drive hogs, to drive cows, and some of them would run into a yellow jacket next.
Yeah.
And Mr. D, he was coming along. And what was that old new one? Dog? No, what was not. Anyway, we'll say Dolly, you're going to say. And of course, that caused him to clamp his legs close to the knee, you know, and hold to the body. That's all he had, didn't have, but the fire, their back. And I don't know where Frank or Jim. I think Frank told him he'd go take his walking any time. I don't know where it was, Jim or Willie or Martin on the horse, two horses. And I just take mine walking in time. Frank says, me too, Pop. And he says, I mean Daddy. You know, I'm much stronger than Pop, you know.
Oh.
And it went on then all at once. I saw you just whoop! Began to peek. And Mr. P, trying to get away, you know. Mr. P, he says, don't come this way. Go back, boys. The yellow jacket. He says, great God Almighty. And then he just slung his foot over. And still hopped to the bridle, you know, to keep up. He got ahead of me. Then he slung his leg over his yellow jacket. and beat him on the leg. And boy, he was ready to run, because I wouldn't turn him loose. And I got off out there, and I got N-O-V, you said it, and I began to fram and slam, fresh, yellow jacket off of her.
Oh.
He says, well, I just tell you one thing, Mr. Frank, he says, I don't know, he says, I think there's one in my pants, Frank, said that thing. Tickled him so that he had to turn and go back to us where he'd keep some life in there. He said, one of them bit me on the legs and that got up too hot. And he said, whoo, you, whoop. You got away from, but boy, she come on home. He said, he stood there and watched and looked like every bush, a bunch of blow bushes, broken on these. She did a straddle and she just walked right over them. That was to brush the yellow jacket over. But I don't think they had any more trouble with the yellow jacket ride. Not long then, but this year Frankie was after that. And Frankie said, you don't ride no horse, they rode too close to the stump, and the yellow jacket says, and they beat me up before I could get home.
Well, now, Brother Jim had his hogs and all like that. Now, what did he need money for, Miss Titty? He didn't have to buy any groceries. He didn't need much money, did he?
Yes, sir, he needs quite a bit, because he wasn't old enough at that time to be drawing a pension. An old age assistance, as they call it, in a warrant.
Yeah.
And Frank wasn't either, not right along in the meantime. They raised their hogs. Frank raised his cows and hogs. And had no fence along the end. The cattle and the hogs, they just wander everywhere most.
Yeah.
Just about once in a while, hunt them up.
Yeah.
And him and Frank and the boys, and I did for a while, Margaret, all go out in the woods and gather black moss and green moss and cure it and sell it. Now that's how bad we needed money.
Just cash money.
We needed money. Taxes hanging over.
Yeah.
Frank managed to get up a few hogs, get them to market and so, get his taxes out of the way.
Yeah.
And buy food and clothes. And buy little hog feed on shorts, you know, along for the hogs.
I added up, you know.
And but they didn't cost much to do now, though. But they cost that much, and the poor man wasn't able to pay it, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And we got out of, how many sheets I've made out of them white short feed sacks, you know. And I made him some underwear out of them.
Oh, really?
Made me some aprons out of them.
Mm-hmm. And just leave the name on there, feed sack?
Oh, so we soaked them good. Then we put them in bleach water and got them colored names and things. Sometimes the old red line would still be on there. I got sacks now that I've got packed up in sack. Got no small flower sacks like we used to all our flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And sacks like that.
Yeah.
Chicken feed, cow feed.
Yeah. Oh, yes, in sacks that you could use.
Yes, I wore out two or three dresses and skirts together that I made myself out of the sacks. Some sacks, maybe sometimes he buy a sack of shorts for a brand or what it was, you see. This old hog feeding print bags, too. Sometimes he'd get one were the right pretty print on. Next time, it'd be a different. Well, I'd wash them, and I'd put them aside. But it didn't take long, it didn't take more than 2.5 of them to make me a dress.
Yeah.
And of course, we tried to buy all Margaret's school clothes and things like that.
The children wouldn't want to wear them. They would be self-conscious.
But I did make her one or two dresses out of seed sacks. Small prints, you know, pretty. And said, girls at school said, oh, Margaret, where in the world did you run up on that dress? And my mama made it. Mm-hmm. But where in the world did she buy the material to make it? I said, y'all like it, Miss Buster.
Yeah.
He said, you don't mean it's out of seed sacks. I said, that's just what it's made out of. It's not got another one at home. It's a different print.
Yeah.
A lot of people taking these they were short sacks, seed sacks. They're taking bleach them.
Yeah.
And make coats out of them, skirts and coats out of them. I never was that lucky to get me a patent to make one.
Make a coat suit?
Yes, I could have made it if I had just got the patent. Never could get me a patent.
Yeah.
There were several families around there that used short sacks for the men's underwear and underwear for the sales. Lots of them. Make tall tastes out of it.
People you knew?
Sir?
Families you knew?
Oh, yes, sir. Some of the older ones that were there before these new ones come in.
Oh, yeah. Miss Lily?
Yes, sir. I've seen her wearing dresses made out of seed sacks. But they make them up so neat and nice and all, so. You can't hardly tell them from print on the counter, on the road in the counter. Boat.
Yeah.
And Frank Boat me and Margaret, you always try to get enough in a piece of cloth, you know, if it wasn't too old looking. Too old for a young girl and anything. Buy enough in the teeth to make the smoke to dress. Mm-hmm. So, one time he come in and he said, man, we as the children got up in his eyes, that was called Manny. He says, Manny, he says, I couldn't get it all. Couldn't get you all, both of you, a dress out of this piece. I got all there was on that boat. And he says, and there wasn't enough on, says, I got this, says, but it's a little higher than the other, so I got this. Thought maybe you could make the boys some shirts, something they call them blouses, you know, boys' blouses. And I had some sacks. I said, all right, I'll think about it. No sooner I seen it, it come to me. That I had something almost similar to it in seed sacks. I only got the seed sacks out. I washed them, you know, and I said, and had them folded where he couldn't tell which was which.
Okay.
I said, which one of these materials did you get? Said there wasn't enough. He said, I think it was there. I said, that's a seed sack. He said, what? I said, that's a seed sack. And he's tiny. He wore my fashion. Push them back. I rubbed his chin. He got his glasses. He says, well, I can't tell one from the other. I said, well, I got two sacks like this. He says, you have. I said, so I take that piece of material that he bought, you know. I spread it out, and I got the two feed sacks. I washed and I ripped them open. He says, well, he says, that was one. When I was going to get you and Margaret both to dress off of, it was that little bit, and I said, make the boys some shirts about size. And I went, and Margaret come in from school. I said, Margaret, I said, which one of these? And I put the other piece down too. I said, which one of these would you like to have dressed off of? The papa just got, I said, your daddy just got 4.5 yards in this piece and 3.5 in here. I said, there are enough on this piece to get full amount, so he just got enough for one dress. And so this, she said, well, what's that over there? I said, it's my feed sack. Mama! She said, well, make mine out of this and that. So so-and-so's got a dress, wears a dress too. Just like it. You're going to school and then it's going to rain in on them and nothing.
Oh, I
let
my window go.
See, you let them up.
Yeah, I went out
and fixed it. And when they went to buying more white short sacks.
Uh-huh.
I started making some underwear out of them too.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to get some boys' underwear. Long then I had no fashion sewing machine. It has a top to come up on top to again.
And the old-fashioned sewing machine.
Yes, right, with pedal, had pedal in the foot.
Yes.
Now, me and Betty Ann both got two old hackback things, and it cost us nearly, well, hers didn't cost her, and mine cost me nearly $3 by the time it was all set up. And it wasn't supposed to be. See, I won $50. $50 on it.
Oh, you did?
And since then, Margaret sent hers in. She got one. She could have got one for the same making machine. Well, I think hers was.
That's the end of Channel 1 Right. That's the end of Channel 1 Right. This visit with Ms. Chitty on Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. The end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. The end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. There's the end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. There's the end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. The end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. The end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October.